a lot of good chances in that one. I just didn't go in. How did you see it?
Yeah, we just didn't execute on some of our chances. And you can see it was a pretty tight checking game, but we had a lot of looks. A lot of good looks even late, and breakaways and some two-on-ones. I thought their goaltender was really, really good. I thought ours was too. I thought we did a good job checking for most of the game. It's just one of those games where you need a goal. You need to find a goal somewhere, whether it's your power play, 6-on-5, or some of the key chances you had. You need to find one. You need to execute, bear down, and get one.
Is that frustrating after 6 goals the last game?
Yeah, you know, it's still trying to find our traction, but I like where our defensive game's heading and our compete game. And but, you know, we needed to find something today, 5-on-5 or anywhere for that matter.
It's good to have a game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is, because I don't mind our game right now, but the results, you know, this is a results business. We need to find some results. We need to execute, and we need to find ways to get some points.
Not necessarily from a shot selection standpoint, but from when you look at kind of elevation, is there where does that fall between coaching and players? And just because, like, you look at the game tonight, and looks like there's a lot of things below a foot on the ice, things like that. Like, yeah. How do you kind of look at that?
Yeah, you know, all these players, they know where to shoot. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about, we got a smaller goalie today who seals the ice very, very well and plays well. It's just, you know, some of those shots are contested, and it's easy to say, get them up. But when you're, you know, someone's breathing down your neck, it's not as easy. But we had some chances, you know, and the ones we did get up maybe went off the crossbar, and the ones that we... Mm-hmm. You know, we couldn't get a hold of, went down. So it's nothing that you can sit back and give your guys something. It's just it happens in the game.
You think you might have Mikko tomorrow at all or anything like that?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how he's feeling. Obviously, he didn't make the trip, and we're hoping he's better for tomorrow. Yeah. So.
I know you don't see Columbus very much, but did this look like a Rick Bowness team? It seems like that's his business, is good defense, good grinding.
Yeah, you can see that there's probably an emphasis there by Rick. But again, I thought we had some real good looks. I thought, you know, we created some turnovers at the line and had some odd man rushes, some good 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s of that nature, had a breakaway. So, you know, we had our looks. But, you know, certainly Bones is going to be preaching defense for these guys.
Last one for me. What is, when you calculation, I think it was like 307 with the pull. Like, what's kind of your, when you're calculating that of when to go with that, does it feel thing? How do you kind of
Make that? It's not really a feel thing. Like, you're watching your lines, right? And you got your top 6 that are going to go, that you want to go, and you're trying to get them in the right spot. So all of a sudden you get around that 3-minute mark. You're looking at who's breathing heavy and not breathing heavy, and do you have an ozone draw? So there's some feel there. You know, I could have did it from at 2:30 to 3:30, somewhere in there, but I had to get the right guys at the right time.